Hi, I'm Jeff Marsacci, the Plain English Attorney, and you're at the number one place to get simple answers to complex questions. We cover topics for attorneys, financial advisors, and the general public around estate and Medicaid planning, as well as some best practices for professionals. Our mission is to dispel myths, provide you some peace of mind, and hopefully have some fun along the way. Welcome to this edition of the Plain English Legal Podcast. I am Jeffrey G. Marsacci, the Plain English Attorney. I am also a certified Medicaid planner in addition to being an estate planning attorney licensed in North Carolina. And today we're going to talk about trust certification forms. All right, this is something that's been coming up quite a bit with a lot of my clients these days. And as this is being recorded, it's still early July in 2020. So with the pandemic going on and the economy going up, down, and all over the place, a lot of my clients are refinancing their mortgages, they're selling property, they're purchasing property. There's just a lot of shuffling going around. And whenever there's real estate that's in a trust, the company, whether it's the mortgage company, the other person's mortgage company, sometimes when we're just moving assets into a trust, you know, things like stock, the company wants a trust certification form and then they just kind of throw it off as, oh, your attorney knows what that is. Well, okay. What exactly is the trust certification form? It's kind of important to understand it. A trust certification form is when the trustee, or in some cases, the trustor, the person who set up the trust, certifies that certain things are true. Okay, so like what? What's the complete list of everything that's in a trust certification form? There is none. That's the thing. I've got a very generic trust certification form that really says next to nothing except the very, very, very basics. But every company that demands a trust certification, just about, especially with banks and financial investment institutions, they have a trust certification form that has everything that they want. However, when we're talking about things like mortgage companies, or if the bank or the broker just doesn't feel like going into it with you, they're just going to say, oh, the attorney knows what's needed. Well, no, we don't. We don't know what's needed because it can be completely different depending on the company. So it becomes very frustrating for everybody, least, you know, most of all the clients, when they're told, oh, I need a trust certification form and I was told you can get it. And now it's more than me just saying, okay, we'll just email it to you. So what exactly are the things that are in there? What is the certification company asking for? You know, what are they asking for in this trust certification form? Imagine that you are having somebody come in and they're building a deck and they tell you to go down to Lowe's Hardware or Home Depot or whatever the hardware store is and you need to get screws. Just get screws. And then you go and you ask someone at the store for screws. And they say, well, okay, how long are the screws? What is the purpose? What are they made out of? And you just say, well, I was just told to get screws. Okay, the person who is working on your deck didn't get specific enough because there's a huge difference between just any random screw and a 5/8 inch brass wood screw with a flat head designed for a Phillips head screwdriver. So what are the very basic things that you would find in just about every trust certification form? Meaning, what are the absolute basics? The name and date of the trust, who the trustees are, and if there were any amendments to the trust, those need to be listed as well as the dates they were executed. That's it. That's all that we have on the very standard generic trust certification form, which, by the way, we're going to have up in the Linktree account in the forms section. So you can go and get that, you know, a download of that basic trust certification form without an issue. So if for some reason you've been sent here by someone from my office, or hey, another attorney, you're welcome to send your clients to grab the trust certification form off the Linktree account. That's the very basic. So what are some of the out there things that we've seen being required in order to handle a closing in a trust certification form? Well, we've on a couple of occasions, had to have all of these successor trustees, no matter how far down the line they are, all of their names had to be listed. Okay. In another case, they wanted the first level beneficiary's name. So if this was a revocable trust being put together for estate planning for the parents, they wanted to leave everything equally to their kids. Well, they wanted the names of the three kids listed in the trust certification form. Okay. That alone being taken out against real estate is allowed to go directly into the pocket of the trustors who set up the trust. Okay, not a standard thing. And here's my personal favorite, that all of the successor trustees had to be named. And at the time the trust certification was signed, that none of those successor trustees were convicted of felonies or misdemeanors involving fraud, dishonesty, or moral turpitude. Gotta love that. So, yeah, there's not a standard trust certification form that's generally acceptable to all these companies because they have their own things that they want in there. So if you're going to your attorney and just saying, hey, I need a trust certification form, it is like walking into the hardware store and just asking for a screw when what you really need is that 5/8 inch flathead brass wood screw for a Phillips head screwdriver. It's got to be specific. Otherwise, what ends up happening is we get the trust certification form over to the person. They sit on it for weeks. And then 1 or 2 days before the closings, they're running around like, you didn't put these five things in this trust certification form. You did it wrong. Well, we got them the certification form. They just sat on it for weeks. And now that the closing's coming up, they're just looking at it then. So what we do, what our process is now, is we have a standard letter. And for the other attorneys out there who are listening to this, you're welcome to also pull this off the Linktree account. We send it to that professional and it lays out, here is exactly what we're telling you we need. And there's not going to be any question around that. And this is kind of multi-purpose, but for a trust certification form, they need to provide a fully filled out trust certification form with all the information required, or with as much filled out information as they have, leave space for our office to write in whatever else is needed, or at the very least, give us every single bullet point, not 5 out of 10 bullet points, or even 8 out of 10 bullet points. But everything that they're expecting to see in that certification form, we need to know. It's not our responsibility to guess at the specific terms this company might require at a trust certification form. Some of the other things that were asked for, an attorney opinion letter. And, oh, I love this. We were told we need an attorney opinion letter. Write it. Okay, it's my opinion that I like chocolate ice cream. Well, wait a minute. That didn't say what they needed. Well, until we know what's needed, we can't put it in there. So we'll actually request, because they know what they're looking for, send us a Word version or at least put into an email what you want to see, and we'll adjust it to be accurate and sign it and send it in. It's, again, it's not our responsibility to guess at exactly what they want to see on the company's end. Because you never know if that's one of the companies that wants to certify that none of the successor trustees are felons. And we also get this a lot. We have some pretty thick, lengthy trusts. They're very, very thorough. If they don't want to look through the whole trust document, they'll say, well, send us the pages we need. Well, okay, what exactly are the pages you need? Tell us every single item that you need in the form of a checklist so we can send those specific pages. Otherwise, we end up with the same thing where we're guessing at the last minute and they're calling and saying, hey, we need this in order to do the closing. That's what we have in that form letter. And it's firm but polite, saying, look, just get us what we need so we can get you what you need. So again, we hope you found that information helpful. Hopefully it's going to get you in the right direction. You're going to understand that a trust certification form isn't a standard thing. So if you need a trust certification form for a closing or something else, we need the company that's requesting it to be very specific. If it's a very basic thing, okay, just go to the Linktree account. We have a standard trust certification form that's going to be up there for John and Jane Doe. Just go ahead and correct it as you need it to add in what the company's looking for. Hopefully that will be enough. But if you're one of our clients, please go ahead and send that other letter to the company or call us and we'll send it so that they can tell us exactly what they need. So stay safe, plan safe, and we'll be talking to you soon.